We're here with Ruby and Alfie from The Afterthoughts, local Eora indie rock band from the Inner West and winners of the 2024 UCID Battle of the Bands. How are you guys doing?
good, thank you.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
It's a bit of a throwback to last year's Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, how was that process?
It was a movie.
Yeah, it was good.
No, it was so much fun. Yeah. Movie-like qualities.
Now, we were yapping just before, and I have learned that you guys met because you played trombone in jazz together in year 10, and that you still are playing trombone and jazz at the con.
Yeah.
First of all, congrats.
Thank you.
Second of all, gag. Third of all, how did the rest of like the Afterthoughts as a band come to be? I know one of the members is your sibling.
Yeah. And then Martin is Ruby's boyfriend. And so it's kind of just Ruby's circle and then I'm just there.
Real?
As well.
No, you're part of Ruby's circle too.
Yeah, you're the trombone and the jazz. And
sorry, it's Ruby's household.
Yes.
And then me. Yeah.
But your first single, Horses and Courtney, was released earlier this year and the song pays homage to many of like the female musicians who inspire you, such as like Patti Smith and Courtney Barnett, as is in the title. I've heard it's intended as part of a birthday present for your mother.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Last year in May, I wrote it for my mum as a birthday present. I love writing songs for people. And yeah, I thought it was a very sweet gift. I was trying to do something a bit different.
That is a very sweet gift.
Gives it a very wholesome quality. So fun to perform live. And because she's there at every concert. Usually at the front, dancing and singing along. It's a lot of fun to play it live for her.
It's just the gift that keeps giving. That's really that's so sweet.
Cute. And it's very thoughtful as well.
Thank you.
And who are some other artists that inspire you guys in your songwriting process?
We love the Beths.
Yeah.
Compared to the Beths a little bit. Recently, the Bel Air Lip Bombs. I've seen them live a few times and they're so, so good.
Their new album is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Courtney Barnett is a huge influence. I love some older bands. I mean, I love Belle and Sebastian. Big influence in the chord progressions and the kind of soundtrack quality of their songs.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like there's a lot of jazz influences in there. I like to put little jazz references and little homages to my favourite jazz standards. So a lot of the lyrics, if any of our jazz friends come, they're always like, oh, East of the Sun. Even Alfie's song, I've Got a Crush on You. People have mentioned that to me before.
What?
Same title as a jazz standard.
Oh, true. Same title as, like, I think a Bruce Springsteen song as well.
True.
I'm just unoriginal. I listen to a lot of Wilco. I'm a big MJ Lenderman fan. I love that kind of country twang and country chord progressions. And I think that's where kind of my songs come from. But yeah.
It's interesting you bring up twang because I was listening to your guys' work earlier this week. And I think it is, in fact, the new single Underground that we were given a sneak peek file of.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, that's right.
And there's a really interesting aspect to the song where it's like a conversation between you two as the personas, the singers.
Yeah.
And there's a real, like, not an American country twang, but like the Australian version of that.
Because
American and Australian singing accents can be quite similar in the sense that both of them have a very kind of up of the mouth quality, like nasal twang.
Yeah.
Almost. And so you can definitely feel that influence like shining through, especially with your verses. There's very much that kind of, even just the country kind of swing tempo vibe. I had picked up on that in Underground. It's a great song, by the way. Like, I really enjoyed it.
It is a great song.
Going back to Courtney Barnett as well, can you tell me a little bit more about where that inspiration and love came from?
Yeah. I mean, I remember listening to Avant Gardener on the radio and just being so confused at her accent. It felt a bit uncomfortable. And I remember asking my mum, who is this? And I'd always sung in an American accent. And I did choirs growing up and I'd never thought twice about it. And then it kind of clicked that you can sing in an Australian accent. I never even thought about it. And I used to find her music even a bit jarring. I mean, how old was I? 12?
Yeah.
I was young, 10 even. And then the more I listened, I just fell in love with her. Her songwriting is awesome. Her guitar parts, her accent, obviously. Just everything about her songwriting, her lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. So inspiring.
I remember my family went to There used to be a festival in Barrie called Fairgrounds.
I've been to that festival before, yeah.
I remember seeing Courtney Barnett play with the Breeders at Fairgrounds, and that was amazing. Yeah. It was so cool.
Oh my gosh.
Really cool. Fun fact, I actually performed at that festival.
Yeah, really? With the Barrie.
Oh my god, who with?
With, I play in a kids band called the Sticker Club.
That is so cute.
Like music for kids.
Aww.
And we've released a few albums.
Whoa.
If anyone gets nothing else from this chat, check out the Sticker Club.
Yeah.
Spotify?
I have everything, yeah.
On everything.
We have two train songs.
Yeah, I like the train. I like the train one. Choc Chip Choo Choo Train.
Yeah. Choc Chip Choo Choo Train.
Some of our first gigs were supporting the Sticker Club at like Petersham Bolo at these like kids festivals.
Cute.
And so we'd be playing our like indie rock to like little kids dancing. And
I mean,
was really
they need to be educated in the ways of indie rock. Mm. Get them early.
Exactly.
I keep saying this. As we said before, you guys won Battle of the Bands last year.
Yeah.
And you've done a bunch of sold out gigs, like super packed audiences since then. Having been in the scene as the band The Afterthoughts for a while now, what has your experience been as a female fronted Sydney indie rock band?
Oh, that's an interesting question. It's been an awesome experience. And just the more gigs we get under our belt, it's been so good. I mean, studying, because I studied jazz guitar, which there aren't many girls who play guitar, let alone jazz guitar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or even indie rock guitar. Yeah, I mean, just guitar in general.
Yeah, no, it's not a very female heavy space.
Exactly. And I think, I mean, I'm the singer, but I also love playing guitar. I've been super conscious of, in my songwriting, rather than just I play rhythm guitar, Martin plays lead guitar. We've got so many interweaving lines, even underground. We're both just playing the same riff together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I've thought a lot about being a female-fronted band, but also one that can kind of shred a bit of guitar.
Hey.
Have some cool leady lines from the singer. And then, it kind of gives so many possibilities when, being a front person who's...
Digging
into the guitar as well.
Properly locked in on guitar as well, yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, the scene in Sydney is so welcoming. Mm. And there's just so many awesome musicians and so many awesome girls who are playing jazz right now, and it's so cool to see. It's an interesting dynamic, especially the nature of jazz music as well, being improvisation-based, mm-hmm. being very, it's a performance. It's what you can do then and there. Who can play the fastest, the hardest, so it's an interesting dynamic. It's cool blending the indie rock and jazz communities as well.
Ooh, actually, no, yeah, that would be good. Yeah. Mm. You're cooking
as well when jazz people come to our gigs.
Yeah,
we gotta unite them. We gotta bring the people together.
Exactly.
And that kind of leads us to our final question: is that you're releasing a brand new single, Underground, on December 13th, alongside a launch show at the Trocadero. That's very exciting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us some more about that?
Yeah, this is the second single that we recorded with our studio time that we won from the UCID band competition last year.
Hell yeah.
Real.
It's been a long time working on it and coming out.
Happy with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been. I feel like we've been super patient in the process and been very conscious of getting the sound that we want and just focusing on our sound and our songwriting. So, very proud of it.
And it's going to be a good show. We've got some great support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Freddie and Lux are like so cool.
DJ.
Kind of a DJ. I want to say Drain Gang, but it's pretty awesome. And then Lily B, who's like proper indie.
If you haven't heard of Lily B, go check her out. Mm-hmm. She's coming onto the scene, making a huge name for herself. She's doing so well, and her music is awesome.
No, it should be a good show.
Yeah, very keen to share the stage with them.
Hell yeah.
We're also going to be doing T-shirts.
Oh,
yeah.
For the first time.
Hell yeah.
Exciting.
So our friend Maria is doing some screen printing for us. We bought some nice Uniqlo T-shirts. They're going to be going. It's going to be awesome.
Also, we made sure that we got some Uniqlo baby tees.
Yeah, because that's the thing I always think about merch. Is like, why is it always like a men's box fit tee? Mm-hmm. Like, it's never gonna give me what I want to give.
I'll like it at the gig and I'll wear it for a week and then I just wear it as a pajama. It's pajama
yeah, literally. Shirt. Literally, all my old emo shirts are my pajama shirts yes. now.
Yes. Yep, same.
Not your Afterthoughts shirt though.
No.
Not my Afterthoughts shirt, no. Well, that's gonna be a full daytime outfit.
Yeah. That's gonna be an outside shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. That was Ruby and Alfie from the Afterthoughts. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Thanks so much for having
Thanks so much.
Of course. Catch their new single Underground and see them live at the Trocadero on December 13th. We've been Momo
and Charlotte.
Thank you.